preach a message, and it was kind of a pretty wild message, kind of all over the place, preaching the word of God, and God saved him, and he came forward, walked the aisle for salvation, tears in his eyes and everything, but he literally didn't even know Jesus was the Son of God. I mean, we couldn't lead him to Christ right there. We just, there's too much to teach, and so we had two people walk the aisle, and one was Lamont, and one was Michael, and so Brian said, I think I had a couple different people, and we had Michael talking to those two, and Brian talking to those two people, and he told Michael, just, I'll get back to you, because it's going to take some more time. So we gave him some stuff, he witnessed him, let him go that week and go home, and then studied some things, and then that week on Michael, we'll tell you the rest, but it's been a year, and big transformation in that year. God has called him to ministry. He's training for the ministry now, and we're excited about what God's done in Michael's life. I thought we'd let him give a testimony a little bit, and so come on and tell us what God's done and how God worked.
So today is my birthday.
Amen.
Amen.
A year ago today, I accepted Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. I gave the story once before, but I will give it again. A lot of you probably actually haven't heard it before. So I was struggling for 15 years with drugs and alcohol, and no matter how many times I tried to stop, couldn't do it. On top of that, I was an extremely depressed person. Well, about a couple weeks before Christmas, I was at a very low point, very angry, and I went to my window, and I always knew there was a God, but like he said, I thought Jesus was the first con man in the world. I'm yelling out my window, going, why am I here? What's going on? I need some help. If there truly is a God, I need help right now. I don't want some silly little sign that I'm supposed to interpret. I need a message. I need you to tell me what to do. And so I'm intently looking out, waiting for something to happen. And nothing happens. I go, okay, I didn't think anything was going to happen anyway. So I turned out and went out my door to go to McDonald's, and the strangest thing happened. One of these fell right in front of me.
Amen.
Now, well, that can't be a coincidence. I mean, I specifically asked him for a message telling me what I was supposed to do and opened this thing up, and it specifically told me what I was supposed to do. No one ever will be able to tell me different, that this was a true message from God, plain and simple. So I talked myself into going to church the day after Christmas. So I drove there, and I sat in the parking lot, and I'm like, what am I doing here? I'm not a church guy. I can't do this. And I actually got back in my car, and I drove away. I didn't even get a block, and it had to have been the Holy Spirit said, pull over. You said you were going to give me this one day. You're going to go listen to this one day. I go, fine. So I drove back, got myself out. Just I couldn't even talk. All I did was I carried this and tried to sit in the back, but Dave, no, the back's my family's, and he ushered me up next to Pam and Ron. I'm like, oh, great. So listen to the message. I didn't talk to, I think I said two words to Ron and Pam. Yeah, I had a track. Pastor comes up to me and says, so how'd you hear about us? I couldn't even talk. All I just would. So after the whole message goes by, like he said, he did not stay in one spot. Every single question that I was yelling at God through my window, he answered. And I'm just, again, this can't be a coincidence. It can't be a coincidence. And so when he did the altar call, my feet were planted. I'm all, I'm not going to stand up. I'm not going anywhere. All of a sudden, I started inching forward. Choom, and I stood up, and I walked there. And like he said, there was tears in my eyes. I'm like, what am I doing? What am I doing? And I turned to walk away, and Pastor grabbed my shoulder and said, no, stay. So then he had me go and talk with Brian. And Brian, he goes, so, you have any questions for me? I go, I don't know what to ask. So I told Brian exactly what I'm telling you all right now here. And Brian goes, so, do you know that Jesus is the Son of God? I go, no, I don't believe that. And his eyes go, chink, oh, no, I've got some work here. And like he said, he's all, you wait, and he handled Lamont. He's all, you wait here, I got to come back. And then he went and got this book called More Than a Carpenter, and he gave me that. And that is a very good read, by the way. It literally answered every single question that I had about who Jesus is. And so it took me, I'll say, about a week. So I was sitting at home, and I'm going, okay, I think I understand this, and I'm ready. And I asked Jesus Christ to come in my life and save me and give me a place in heaven. At that exact moment, I felt every single burden that was building up on my shoulders just lift off. All my desire to drink and do drugs were gone. In fact, the very next day, I had like a half a bottle of wine left. I go, maybe I'll just have a sip to go to sleep. Took a sip, and it tasted like battery acid, and I spit it out. Another interesting fact was that same day I was going out to tell Brian that I was saved, my dealer called me and said, oops, I'm sorry, I have the wrong phone number, and I haven't heard a thing from him since. So that is my story. And as of tomorrow, I will be clean for a year.
Amen. Say it for a sec. So he's been, we've gotten to be good friends. We really hit it off, Michael and I. And he's grown a lot. Read his Bible through and grown and won souls and done things. I thought I'd give him my sermon notes in that morning that he got saved. So that's the actual sermon notes. I copied them off for mine. You got the original. It might not match anything what I said. They don't always match up, so that's the foundation there. But you can keep that for your records. This is what God had laid on pastor's heart the day I came to church to get saved, and so, or to accept Christ. So we're proud of you, Michael. Good job. Hadn't been sober a day since he was 17, I think he said, before he got saved, and so that's exciting. And so praise the Lord for that. All right, I just want to thank God a year.